So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You can get a line. The Holy Father, the Pope, has struck again. This is cut 16. Here's Pope Leo responding to, remember when we talked about the U.S. bishops, how fired up people were. They did their special meeting and they came out with this special thing condemning the indignity of it all around the issue of removing people that are here illegally. Here's Pope Leo showing I was right and a lot of you were right about him when he was made pope. That this guy is today, he's at the climate crisis lecturing us on it. Well, he's not there, but he's telling the bishops they have to force these politicians like the United States to have more political will on all of this. Here is the Pope, though, talking about the bishops and what they did last week.
What is it that U.S. bishops have made a very strong statement about the deportation and detention of migrants? Hmm. What do you think of it? And how, they kind of said that you've got their back. Were you behind that?
Well, I've made some statements about that already. I appreciate very much what the bishops have said. I think it's a very important statement. I would invite especially all Catholics, but people of goodwill, to listen carefully to what they said. I think we have to look for ways of treating people humanely, treating people with the dignity that they have. If people are in the United States illegally, there are ways to treat that. There are courts. There's a system of justice. I think there are a lot of problems in the system. No one has said that the United States should have open borders. I think every country has a right to determine who and how and when people enter. But when people are living good lives, and many of them for 10, 15, 20 years, to treat them in a way that is extremely disrespectful, to say the least, and there's been some violence, unfortunately, I think that the bishops have been very clear in what they said, and I think that I would just invite all people in the United States to listen to them. Thank you.
What are they saying explicitly? Well, what he's indicating there to me is they shouldn't be deported. That's what it comes down to. That's where the church is. You know it, and I know it. They've been there for some time. By the way, Breitbart's got a big piece. The enforcement cuts are really cutting down on crowding in America's K-12 schools. They talk about Miami. They talk about Dade County. And the number in Massachusetts are staggering that schools, particularly high schools now, are back to a point where you're not being overwhelmed. of course, in Philadelphia, need I reference it? I go back to stuff constantly because I think listeners like that. Any event I do, they want to know what happened with this. Why don't we talk about it anymore? I'm not going to start talking about Lincoln High School, the rail splitters. I was at Newman when we lost to Larry Cannon under the Nuccatola rule. That guy, the Nuccatola rule is you can foul out. Larry Cannon committed like 18 fouls against Newman, but you get to shoot a penalty. I think it was a technical. I forget who got the ball after that, but he just kept on fouling. He didn't care. Nuccatola rule.
Yeah,
you get to
not?
Stay yet. Yeah. There's a reason why you get 5 fouls or in the NBA 6. It puts you under a lot of pressure, a lot of strategy. I wonder what happened since we're talking about there and gone. I wonder what happened to this guy, Nuccatola. That's a Nuccatola rule.
Whatever happened to the rule either?
Exactly.
I didn't heard about it until you bring it up.
If you Google it, the Nuccatola. We beat them, though. We beat Lincoln.
I would hope so with all those free throws they gave you.
No, they had an all-world team. I got cut. That's why I would say they're all-world. They beat Larry Cannon, who was unbelievable. And Lincoln today, now, is a soccer school. It's not a football school, not a basketball school. It seems to be a soccer school. And so many people here illegally in Northeast Philadelphia, you know the story. The entire freshman class of Lincoln goes to school in trailers. The entire freshman class. Now, do you see these Democrats? Did they erupt in the last election cycle? Blame someone there? How could you be paying all those taxes and your kid has to go to school in a trailer, not the high school? I don't know if it'll continue given the numbers and all. Maybe it'll be the sophomore class next. The previous year, they were making kids eat lunch at 9:20 in the morning. You didn't have a locker. They put 6 classes in one library with suspect dividers. Can you imagine what was going on? Yeah, it doesn't matter in the Philadelphia public schools anyhow. It's fraudulent. We all know that. But yes, they're still in trailers and the world doesn't end. Democrats in Philadelphia, oh, well, I guess kids will have to be in trailers. I want to go and vote for some more Democrats. In Jersey, they probably blame Trump. It's stunning the cognitive dissonance to be able to do that time after time after time. All right, 855-839-1210. But across the country, that's big progress. People are not being overcrowded in schools now. I bet in places where this is happening, emergency rooms maybe have freed up a bit. All right? It's all part of it. It's all part of a long-term strategy, but not for the Pope, not for the Catholic Church. How long will it continue? Well, they still have enough Catholics that are lifelong Catholics who are Catholics despite how they feel about the bishops, archbishops, popes, etc. And then they have the people that are the next crew coming in, and those people are not going to cause any trouble. So the Catholic Church is happy. You know, people are not going to disrupt them. They're not going to be complaining about how nuts they are on stuff like this. They have two tracks. The Pope is concerned about climate and about people here illegally. Those are the things that bother him. Not Democrats, extremists. I'm not talking about mildly pro-choice. I'm talking about extremists on the life issue that have a lot of power in the United States. That doesn't bother them. That's no problem. Okay, hit us on the side. As I said, the Concordat Bill called in with that. The NFL is agitating for that some more. They are hell-bent. Are people going to revolt, Henry, if you got to be playing games against the London Piccadilly Circusers, or no? They're part of the NFC East. They would be. They're east of the United States.
Yeah.
We would play the Piccadilly Pirates.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, unless the salary cap went up coinciding right. You know, with the expansion of the NFL right. into Europe. Yeah. I think a lot of players would complain, like, yeah, I don't want to be on a plane for right. 6, 8, 10 hours to go play someone this week.
It'll be four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do about
well,
it?
Well, that's if they can get these planes correct.
Well, when you start with a premise that you can be drafted and told where you're going to go to, all hope is lost to me. It's un-American. It is. I realize it's socialism. It helps the sport. Otherwise, certain teams
right.
would be
yeah.
dominant. No one's going to want to go to Buffalo, probably. But you're drafted. You're ordered to go to Buffalo. What are you going to do about it? You can't go anywhere else. There's no other league that you can play in or do anything about. All right, let me go to Mike in Exton, see what he has today with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, thanks for the week. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Dom. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I'm retired Air Force, 24 and a half years, 7 active, the rest in the Air National Guard. I've been to war 7 times. One of the things that's important, and when they make you a leader in the military, is your experience and your knowledge. And I've seen lots of bad things happen. I've had to ask people to do things very quickly under attack.
Right.
And if I ask somebody to do something that they will not do immediately, and they question me, and then they put myself and other people and themselves in danger, that's not a good thing. I'm very disappointed about these statements they're making about the president. I think it's very dangerous, and I feel that it's unacceptable.
Well, it is, Mike, and on two counts. One, they can be specific in calling Trump out, even though Biden violated the Constitution by allowing the country to be invaded. But two, they won't specifically name what illegal orders Trump is giving to the military. They should be made to do that. The media should press them every single time. Tell us the illegal order. At least if we have that, we can debate it. Otherwise, people in the military are getting this idea. Wow, must be illegal. I don't even know why it's illegal, but it must be. Look at all these big timers that are saying it's illegal.
Extremely dangerous. Oh. Extremely dangerous.
Well, the people last night tell me, Mike, if they're an officer were in combat, they'd have a right, if they had to shoot you. I mean, that's how risky this whole thing is.
Entirely. Entirely, I agree. And I thank you for talking about this.
Well,
subject.
Mike, I thank you for your service. And isn't it, just to put a button on this, it's also extremely rare that we would ever get to the illegal order thing here.
Not my entire career, Dom.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm one of millions that could say the same statement. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Mike, what's your side today?
Well, in the 70s, when I was growing up as a small child, I remember seeing shows on TV where they would test flying cars. And they all told us that someday we would all be flying around in cars getting from point A to point B. So I just was wondering, as I was waiting for the call, if you would be on the Schuylkill and get cut off on the Schuylkill by a flying car, if it's possible.
All right. Well, you know what? Henry, how's it going with that little film project? Can we set up a camera, or can Ro be a cameraman as I drive Scott Jennings to the big event at Politics?
I'll film it. I'll get Kirk in the back. All right. Give you a dash cam
no,
up front.
No, I'm serious, Kirk. You can film it. It would be, you know, what is the Seinfeld thing? Comedians in cars
getting coffee. Yeah,
yeah. Scott, how do you like the second foot drive? Big advantage.
I'll volunteer. Huh? I'll throw my hat in the ring.
Okay. All right. I think we'd get some pretty good footage out of that.
Oh, I think so, too.
Scott Jennings might be holding
tight. Yeah, holding up with your life.
Scott, what's the matter? I know my way to Phoenixville. By the way, that is December 9th. I'm really looking forward to it. You've heard him with me. He's going to be on again soon. And a brand new book about Trump storming Washington and saving Western civilization. Exclusive, a lot of time with President Trump and Elon Musk. And I'm going to ask about all that. And I'm hoping that we can put together a montage of the top 10 moments. The way they configure that show is beautifully done. Jennings looks right across, and usually they put two progressives together. And sometimes, you know, not to be ageist, but there's one, the guy with the Midas touch. He's only 22. And he says something that seems fairly plausible. Scott Jennings makes that face and goes back like this. And then we're off to the races. Then he has to parry the host, who fires away from this direction.
Yeah.
It's like he's behind rocks dodging both sides here. Get your tickets at 1210WPHT.com. And you really want to get the meet and greet part of it. Listeners tell me, the last one I did with Don Jr. was unbelievable. Backstage at the Colonial, which is a fabulous story theater in Phoenixville. You have an opportunity to talk with Scott, me, you get the book, and you get a VIP seat right down in front. We do take questions from the audience, too. We'll be doing all of that. This is one of the very best. I don't think it'll top Nick Foles. I mean, that's impossible. That was my all-timer.
I mean, that's a hero around
and,
here.
Yeah, the only one that comes close, the first time I had O'Reilly, you know, because we were kind of friendly then, but I had him bonded with him. Thinking, oh, man, when I say this with O'Reilly, if he starts up, what are we going to do here? And it turned out he was an hour and a half late because of traffic. It was nuts. Ugh. And still, 1,400 people were over there at the Pittman Theater. So Nick Foles, though, he just can't beat it. I can relive every moment of him and thinking, this guy is 243 pounds. He looks skinny. That's frightening. All right, so what you do is go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. Get those tickets. Bring your gang. You will enjoy it. A lot of great places to eat out there in Phoenixville. The meet and greet, I think, starts at 6 or so, so you'll have plenty of time. Hey, first, let's talk, though, about dentistry. Well, really, my mouth. Got to keep this bloviation going, and that's where my good friend, personal dental specialist, and board-certified prosthodontist comes in, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. So now you have two prosthodontists, over 11 years of training, and 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. It is a true Bentz family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps second opinion, I encourage you, get that initial look-see right now. Do what I did. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Their website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, BentzDentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Kevin Bacon, Dan and I spotted this. You know, he's seen as a real Philadelphian, the Bacon family, the band here, et cetera, and a great guy in Philadelphia. Here's a little bit of Kevin Bacon just out of nowhere yesterday talking about drag and what's wrong with people being in drag. And then I'll play you what he said about how turned on he is by the antics of Larry Krasner. First, here's Kevin Bacon on drag.
Drag is an art and drag is a right. Drag is a centuries-old art form of creativity, expression, and self-exploration. It's an opportunity to educate through entertainment, and it's not dangerous. At Six Degrees, we believe in amplifying the voices of those that are experiencing injustice. So join us in supporting the ACLU Drag Defense Fund by shopping our bonfire campaign or making a gift. Designed by the amazing Mason Kay, Kira and I are honored to support this important fund, and we welcome you to do the same.
I didn't know there was a drag fund out there. Like, who's stopping this? This happens in public schools. Northeast High School had a drag event. I don't think it was in the trailers. I think it was really in the school.
Well, of course.
Of course. Here's Kevin Bacon, too, though. When Larry Krasner got the Peabody Award, these people don't have to walk in Philadelphia. They gave an award because it's hot to be a defense attorney masquerading as a prosecutor. Here's the buildup by Kevin Bacon.
In 2017, Larry Krasner was elected as Philadelphia's district attorney. It was a milestone victory. Here was a reform-minded lawyer taking the reins of one of the city's most influential offices. His goal was to implement progressive policies and to help Philadelphians rethink the criminal justice system. With big ideas on prison abolition, police reform, and the decriminalization of drug offenses and sex work offenses.
Sex workers, drag.
Changing the system from within. Philly DA is a thrilling series that follows Larry Krasner from his unlikely rise through his first year in office, showing us what everyday activism truly looks like. But the documentary isn't just a portrait of Krasner. It's an actually welcome look at local politics, at governmental bureaucracy, and at what happens when incrementalists meet their match in big idea thinkers who want to shake the whole system down. For giving us a story, both broad and intimate, about a man and a movement, Philly DA wins the Peabody Award.
All right, there you go, Kevin. Yeah, let's have you walk down Glenside Ave. Broad and Glenside, just walk down at midnight here. Big ideas. Scream that. Get a megaphone here. By the way, Henry, in that, John McNesby, I think, is in the first minute or two of it. I think I made it in about the third minute, erupting on Inside Story about Larry Krasner. That was a pretty good video. So,
oh, man, I got to that down.
All right, so when you think of Kevin Bacon, I wouldn't call him a great actor. I can't even name the number one thing, but he is ubiquitous. When he talked about Six Degrees, he's been in so much stuff with so many big players, and we used to do this. I had the guys on that did it, that he is within, in any film that you would name, any actor, pretty much, within 6 degrees of them.
Meaning, oh, totally.
Yeah, it might even be four at this point, because he's been in so many ensembles, so many big films. What is his biggest film? He plays a lot of offbeat characters, usually plays the good guy, occasional bad guy. I don't know that there's any, though, of the, you know, top-notch sort of stuff, but Philadelphia celebrates him, and he celebrates Krasner and the drag fun. All right, David in Lexington, South Carolina is with us next. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
You know, one thing quick on the Pope thing, you know, he did what they keep doing on the left. I'm tired of hearing They just say the word migrant.
Right.
They can't bring themselves to say illegal immigrant. You know, they can't do that because demonizing wanting illegals gone is right. hard to do. So let's make it out that they don't like immigrants as a whole. It's just ridiculous.
And he talks about, he begins in the beginning saying he doesn't like how they're being handled. But really,
right.
he pivots back to he doesn't want them removed no matter how you handle it. That's what it comes down
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, as far as my side answer, Dom, picture early 1990s, Dom and Roe were tooling around North Charlie, and you're driving around, and your car breaks down, and you're in North Charlie, and it's dark. You're freaking out. Hey, but problem solved, because you look over, and inside your car, you've got a car phone.
That's right. Yeah,
which
the car.
Now, way obsolete.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to say, too, the car phone seemed, what a leap from the phone booth. I don't know if I've seen a phone booth anywhere at any time now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No,
they,
not stateside.
We have a few around here, but not many.
All right. The car phone. Yeah. That's a pretty good one. That's pretty subtle because people think, oh, man, those laws.
And they were expensive.
Oh, yeah.
They were
Well,
expensive.
It was the biggest thing that's happened with technology is everybody can have it. At one point, it was a signal you were rich.
Oh, totally. Like my friend's dad had that in his car. I was like, that's so sweet, even though it was going obsolete at that time.
Might be able to say what is still something that pretty much says you're rich if you have it or you're not worried about paying for it. You know, I don't know about caviar. I was offered caviar. I'm not eating that stuff. No. So I don't know if there's enough of them. But it used to be there were signals. Yeah, this person has disposable income. If you had a car phone, that was one. Or any kind of phone. Yeah. All right. Got the side question going on in a little bit, though. We'll talk about this story. How in the world did this Uzbekistani, does he even speak English, get a CDL license? What was the procedure? And how did he get a real ID? He's wanted as a terrorist in another country, here illegally. How did Pennsylvania do that? And we played you yesterday, Sean Duffy, the head of the transportation department, saying they're guesstimated tens of thousands of people are in that situation. They need, and Republicans, some good test. What are they going to do? Rather than talking about it and holding news conferences, they have the power in the Senate. They ought to start hearings right now and subpoena, I would say, every one of these, including Shapiro. Subpoena them, bring them in under oath, point by point by point. Think about it. Think about what we went through with the real ID. These bureaucrats telling you better get that. Think about all the I brought this up last night, too, on a show, and people nationally were saying, oh, yeah, my wife couldn't get one. Divorced or a different name change or whatever. I went there. I had to pay extra money because I didn't have this. Just think of that scavenger hunt that you went through to get it. This guy waltzes in somehow or another and gets a real ID based on that. They're fraudulent. This guy is the face of telling you all that nonsense with the real ID is not true. And how many of these guys are out there? And some of it is Josh Shapiro, the argument is a fan of people here illegally having driver's license. Now, Stacey Garrity running against him will be on the show tomorrow. Here's what I'm trying to judge, though. To what level are Republicans going to do something to bring this to a head? In other words, they can't plead with Shapiro. He'll laugh at that. What action can they take to make sure that this is going to happen, that there's going to be a hearing on this. We're going to get to the bottom of it under oath. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Dom G or Dano show, 855-839-1210. This is Cut 17, Henry, before I take a couple more calls. I thought, and this is an ex-Obama aide, it was a conference on how is it that Israel is made the bad guy in all the, there's a generation gap here, people under 40, maybe under 30, certainly, because of TikTok and a bunch of things. But a former Obama aide speaking at this Holocaust education conference talked about one of the ways she sees young people, they're seeing Israel as the big bad bully, Israel, and the poor skinny Palestinians. And there's a reason why TikTok plays that out. Here's what she said.
Probably wasn't going to find Al Jazeera or someone like Nick Fuentes. Today, those media outlets find them. They find them on their phones. It's also this increasingly post-literate media, less and less text, more and more videos. So you have TikTok just smashing our young people's brains all day long with video of carnage in Gaza. And this is why so many of us can't have a sane conversation with younger Jews, because anything that we try to say to them, they are hearing it through this wall of carnage. So I want to give data and information and facts and arguments, and they are just seeing in their minds carnage. And I sound obscene. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, the very smart, I think, bet that we made on Holocaust education to serve as anti-Semitism education, in this new media environment, I think that is beginning to break down a little bit. Because, you know, Holocaust education is absolutely essential. But I think it may be confusing some of our young people about anti-Semitism because they learn about big, strong Nazis hurting weak, emaciated Jews. And they think, oh, anti-Semitism is like anti-black racism, right? Powerful white people against powerless black people. So when on TikTok all day long they see powerful Israelis hurting weak, skinny Palestinians, it's not surprising that they think, oh, I know, the lesson of the Holocaust is you fight Israel. You fight the big, powerful people hurting the weak people. That's not how the Holocaust happened, right? We all know.
All right, so TikTok again, and I think she's on to something there. That's the constant drumbeat of what people say. And this guy Fuentes again, who people still, why in the world are people inside the Trump movement, Trump world, MAGA, conservatives, duking it out over Nick Fuentes? Megyn, some of the biggest names out there, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson. They really are disgraceful in this, that this guy is able to get a hearing and cause so much trouble is ridiculous, but it's continuing. All right, hit us on the side question, 855-839-1210. As far as Epstein, still waiting to see. Here's the next piece. President Trump, they've said they'd sign it when it comes over to the White House. I guess after this conference, this could happen today. But I'm going to give you the hypothetical because I see it going this way. If Pam Bondi is refusing to release various parts of it under national security wraps, meaning, well, the president has asked, and I think they've ratcheted up a look at some of the Democrats like Bill Clinton, their involvement in this. I'm all about that. Do that. But you can't use that as an excuse that we can't release the file. If we see later today that that happens, it's like we're back to square one. Really? Haven't we fought this battle and won it? That we want to get this Epstein file out there. Now, Democrats are getting killed with this also. Jeffries got caught up in sending material to try to get Epstein at a fundraiser well after Epstein was identified and convicted of sex crimes. The Plaskett woman from the Virgin Islands now has admitted, even though they didn't get her censured, she was getting texting information from Epstein about how to question Michael Cohen. And she said, I was listening to my constituents. Wild stuff. I mean, there's going to be more in the Democrats. The Trump administration cannot rely today. I'm not going to be one of those guys to say, oh, that makes plenty of sense on national security or whatever. Haven't we voted? Didn't these people vote because of the pressure? Only one resisted to say, release this material. We want to move past this. If you don't release it, we're going to see this continue. And I agree with Trump. We're not talking about the message of all the things they've done that have been successful, and they are on to affordability. So why in the world would we not release it? All right, let's go to John in Reading. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, the whole thing with Nick Fuentes and the great controversy. I've never listened to the guy until I was like, okay, so what's this all about? Mm-hmm. I listened to Tucker Carlson's interview. I haven't listened to every Tucker Carlson interview, but I've listened to a bunch of them. And I think he gave him a harder time than just about anyone I've ever heard be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. I mean, I didn't listen to him when he interviewed the Ayatollah.
Right.
You know, so he's interviewed some pretty unsavory characters.
But why would he give him the platform that's that massive to get this out there?
Okay, because here's the thing. And you're talking to a guy who is very pro-Israel.
Okay.
And I've been to Israel, and I really felt the love for America. But it's kind of unmistakable that there's some shenanigans. And Epstein was probably involved in it. And when a guy like Nick Fuentes, who's really kind of a nobody, all of a sudden says, hey, why are we giving all this money to Israel? Like, just as a question. And then all of a sudden guys like Ben Shapiro start saying, this guy's an anti-Semite, he needs to be shut down. Like, what's the deal with that?
You know, wait a minute. You've just done it here. They're not saying intentionally. He said a lot more than just, why are we giving all this money to Israel? John, here's how it works. You don't get to the level of the juices flowing and your name being out there without saying wild and reprehensible stuff. Then when you do get there...
What did he say?
Yeah.
Like, what honestly did he say? Because I didn't hear him praise
Okay,
Hitler.
John.
And this is why I prefaced it by saying, like, look, I am not listening to Nick Fuentes.
Okay.
But I've heard people say some pretty outrageous stuff that I am not sure he actually said.
Well, John, look, you put me in a dilemma I got to think about. Am I going to give even more coverage to Fuentes and play the stuff that he has said to get there, or dismiss him and say, why are we killing ourselves over this clown?
Okay, why? No, here's my point. Why are we killing ourselves over somebody who interviewed someone who is a clown? So, you know,
Now we're getting on to something, John. My beef with Tucker Carlson
is... Listen.
Go ahead.
A friend of mine almost lost his position on a board.
Right.
Because he sided with the guy who sided with, like, that guy at the Heritage Foundation.
Yes.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Robbins?
Yes.
So he sided with Robbins over Robbins siding...
John?
You,
yeah.
Somebody unsavory.
Okay.
Why should my friend lose a position over, like, some third degree, you know, like 3 degrees of separation?
No, he should.
Out of hand.
He should. But
it's
here's
totally out of hand.
Here's the point with Tucker Carlson. I've been on his show. He's been on mine. I interviewed him for a book. Thought he was a brilliant guy. He's talking about being attacked by demons. He's talking about the real villain of World War II was Winston Churchill. He's talking about...
You know what? That's a guy, Daryl Cooper, who I have heard his stuff.
Yes.
And he's been vilified. The guy is not a white supremacist. If you listen to his, like, 20-hour podcast...
Wait a minute, though. John, do you think Winston Churchill was a causal element of World War II?
Winston Churchill... These guys are not above criticism. That's my point.
Well, tell me, what's the criticism?
Like,
wait a minute.
I'm not going to die on the hill.
I hear you, but what's the criticism of Winston Churchill? Winston Churchill is the savior of that century, more important than Roosevelt, what he did. What's the beef with Winston Churchill? John, what's the beef?
I'm willing to listen to some. Yeah, I'm willing to listen to somebody tell me what they think Winston Churchill did wrong. Okay? I'm certainly willing to listen to somebody say that. Just like I'm willing to listen to somebody who says, you know, Roosevelt screwed up at Yalta. I'm willing to listen to somebody.
Well, I would agree with you. There's evidence of that. Yeah, there is.
Like, these people are not untouchable.
No, thank you, John. But here's the thing. The test is this. We're not going to say bring Nick Fuentes on. I wouldn't bring him on. It'd be a big deal and all that. No. It's not about giving this guy a platform, all right? I feel like getting a bath even talking about this guy. And Tucker Carlson's lost his mind, and Megyn Kelly's jumped into the ring defending this. And this idea, well, you don't want to cancel people, do you? It's not about canceling them. How does Nick Fuentes get a platform? What is it that is compelling that he said that put him into this position? And this historian with Tucker Carlson... trying to say, well, one thing I've heard him say, that Winston Churchill had people remove all these flyers. Hitler wanted peace with Great Britain. He was going to be an ally of theirs. Great Britain wasn't going to go along with that. Think of the evil of this. Winston Churchill, I told you the other day, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Tucker goes after last week. The hero who, yes, was plotting to kill Hitler. And I said, not only was that correct, morally, as a religious figure, he was absolutely doing the right thing. You do try to kill Hitler. I'm talking about after Hitler had started his reign of moving toward just the reason why we don't even accept him in the side question. Yes, it's your duty to plot to kill Hitler. As a moral person, as a religious figure, you can't wince from that and say, I'm a pacifist, I'm a moral religious figure. No, you have to try to help kill Hitler. My goodness, going after Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Why are we seeing this among Republicans? You know, this guy Fuentes gets to have, I don't think he was president at that point, dinner with President Trump and all. No way. He is tapping into something we talk about a lot, males that are despondent. They just want to burn it down. They like Trump, this guy apparently, because Trump might burn it down. In other words, The Democrat Party attacks him, toxic masculinity. There's difficulty with relating to females. A lot of reasons for that. We've talked about that. They're despondent. The economy can't get into a home. And that's what this guy does. And he essentially is an anarchist or someone who wants to just burn it all down. Does that guy deserve this type of platforming? What is gained by that? He can go and stand on the street corner. I don't think he ought to be shut up, but I wouldn't put him on. Oh, you got to put him on. Why can't we hear that? Go and hear it. Go search it out. 855-839-1210. Good call from John, though. Really good. Henry, you got anything to weigh in there? Because you're the target audience for him. Not you personally, but your age with the Groypers.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't really have any much to add on this.
You don't go know guys that are intrigued by Nick Fuentes?
I mean, I do, and like I don't really get it either, because they can't really explain it to me either. He's like, he's got, you know, he says a lot of dumb things, but every once in a while he has a nugget that I agree with and I latch on to. And it's like, I guess,
why all this worth for a nudge that's just inconsequent? Why are we working so hard? Why are Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson killing other people on this?
I don't know. It's kind of shocking to me.
It is shocking. It is shocking, and it's because of social media and everything else, and everybody thinks you'll get a burst.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you say the most wild, outlandish thing to get clicks and comments, I mean, that's what drives your money. Right. That's your your paycheck every month.
And then to John's point, then we got to go back through an exhaustive thing to play all the stuff that he said. That's how you get in that position.
Yeah.
By saying despicable, wild stuff. You get noticed, people, and then we got to go back. I mean, it's so tiresome. It's an obvious thing. No, we're not going to kill each other inside the mega movement and conservatism and everything else, fighting over Nick Fuentes. And I'm not a Ben Shapiro fan. I'm not even. There's a lot of stuff there. It's not about that. And Tucker Carlson, it saddens me. My vote on the inside, the people that I saw that I was really impressed with as far as intelligence, et cetera, was the early Tucker Carlson. By the end at Fox, he kind of lost his mind. When he did the guy up there nude, suntanning himself in the family jewels, that was it. Come on. When he came on doing that show, he had to say, my God, what the heck's happening?
Well, he was trying to get out at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
He was doing anything. He's like, look, I will put anything on TV. Just let me out of my contract.
The last guy we had that was Gabe Kaplan, who was the Phillies manager.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. We don't need to bring his name
exactly. Up. Cocoa butter and everything else.
Oh, no.
You can get a line here at 855-839-1210. Great call, though, John. No, I mean it, John. I appreciate it. You know, we try to tease out exactly where you were going with that. He didn't just say, well, maybe we shouldn't give as much money to Israel. No. That's not something that's going to get this kind of war going. Hey, future home sellers, now's a great time to start thinking about your 2026 home sale. The market is shifting. Do you know what buyers want for a faster and more profitable home sale? Well, Diane Cardano does. She's inviting our 1210 listeners to her free Thanksgiving pie open house. It's on November 25th at the Abington Firehouse from 9 to 5. I should be there the last hour to meet you and Diane, and I hope you will be able to stop by. It's a great tradition to get that free apple or pumpkin Thanksgiving pie and get a signed copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method. Diane shares her newest strategies, smart marketing, strategic planning. Diane is also going to reveal insights on the 2026 market forecast. Prices, mortgage rates, inventory. You don't want to miss this. All you have to do is to get your free pie and her new book, The Smooth Sale Method, at the event. Enjoy lunch and desserts. Just go to getfreepie.com. That's easy. It's getfreepie.com or call 215-576-8666. 215-576-8666. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So you know what's happened here now. ICE taking this criminal, illegal alien, terrorist, foreign country, Uzbekistan, in with an 18-wheeler in Kansas is the story we have. There were warnings apparently here in Pennsylvania. And joining us for the Republican response to this, and I think they have to go all out on this, is State Senator Jarrett Coleman. here on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me here to talk about this. It's really quite sad, but I appreciate it. You know, it's just absolutely unbelievable what could have happened here. And this, believe it or not, this actually starts back in September, really, is when this kind of all started. You know, back in September, there was an ICE raid in, actually, it looks like this was in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And from September 22nd to the 25th, ICE officers joined the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. They had like a three-day special emphasis operation where they arrested over 120 illegal aliens. 91 of them were operating with a CDL. Huh. And then beyond that, of those, I'm pulling up the list here, Pennsylvania, there were over a dozen of them about that had Pennsylvania CDLs. There were 12 that had Pennsylvania CDLs. That story came up in October, midway through October, and my staff caught on to that, and we actually sent a letter then. So this is back in October, the story came out, mid-October. So then November 7th, myself, as well as three other state senators, Senator Doug Mastriano, Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, and Senator Dawn Kiefer, we sent a letter to Secretary of Transportation Mike Carroll asking if PennDOT has reviewed the files of these license holders, these aliens that were arrested in Kansas by ICE, and if they checked the documents, any patterns have they discovered. We actually said, you know, we were concerned. And unfortunately, it's essentially been crickets from the Secretary of Transportation and PennDOT. And again, that letter we saw on November 7th. So then fast forward 10 days, you know, on the 17th here, now we see the story that ICE arrests the Uzbekistan criminal illegal alien and wanted terrorist, you know, who was driving the 18-wheeler in Kansas. And it's just like, at what point are they going to realize there's a problem here and respect kind of the questions that we're asking?
Well, I would ask, with you guys, with all due respect, too, exactly. You were doing your duty. You were on top of this. But we know Josh Shapiro and his minions, because of the media, the Inquirer hasn't covered this yet. The major
Correct.
Newspaper across the state. They don't think this is a story at some level. What disturbed our listeners, too, I almost got one. I got a passport instead, Senator, was the trauma of trying to get a real ID at one point.
Oh, my goodness.
And this guy has a real ID on top of that.
Correct.
Do we know?
Correct.
Does he even speak English? It seems to be unclear
right. I mean,
in any way.
You know, bring up a great point there, Adam, is like my wife had to get a real
right.
ID. And it took us three trips to the DMV, two trips downtown to get a marriage license. Then we didn't have the seal. We had to get the raised seal. You know, five parking, almost got parking fine in Allentown to get to the place to get it. And, you know, it was absolutely terrible. And I hear that from constituents all the time. Meanwhile, it appears it's super easy for these legal aliens to get these, which is just why are we making it easier for folks? Easier for, forget about Pennsylvanians, how about just citizens? Why are you making it easier for illegal aliens to get IDs than even our own folks? But I think you bring up a good point, too, about no one wants to talk about it. Look, this is a pattern that we've seen with the Shapiro administration, with agencies, about not wanting to talk about everything, about trying to keep everything, a pattern of trying to keep everything very, very quiet. We can go back to the sexual abuse allegations, where now it turns the administration said they randomly deleted all of these emails related yep. to the sexual abuse. You know, and they don't want to talk about it. The governor's private residence in Abington being improved with over $1 million worth of improvements, like tree trimming, landscaping done, and they don't want to answer any questions about that. And here we are back to this, asking questions 10 days before this guy was arrested. This guy was arrested in Kansas. We had sent a letter to Secretary mm-hmm. of Transportation asking about this.
Well, I would ask then, can you guys, you control the Senate effectively, can you then start an investigation, a hearing, and subpoena people to come in since they're not answering? That's the only thing I know to do.
Absolutely. Look, we try to give them time to respond. We
right.
should give them the time to respond. In fact, we just sunshined today. Three subpoenas for the administration to deal with when we come back in December relating to his taxpayer-funded extravagant flights that he's flying around with mm-hmm. and the repairs to the mansion. et cetera, because we give them a reasonable time to respond. But Dom, we're talking about just stonewalling, you know, elected officials for almost a year and in cases, and constituents don't accept that. Pennsylvanians don't accept that. And so, yeah, absolutely. Right now, you know, the word is that there's going to be some hearings on this. Of course, we're in the information gathering stage, so I think it's important for us to gain all that information. But, you know, this is these weren't hard questions, right? Like, government is pretty simple. It's common sense. You see the story, these guys get arrested, start asking questions. This isn't tough.
Let me drill down and ask you then this way. I hear about these CDL mills, but isn't it PennDOT that grants that ultimately? How does it work in your mind?
PennDOT is the one, so someone could have a training program, for example, but the state would ultimately issue the CDL, right? So, and that's, you know, of course, Fox News covered this, that we had alerted the secretary about this ahead of time, and of course, it was only a time till I say this sarcastically, Governor Wonderful here decided to put out a statement about this, and you know, his statement was essentially blaming DHS on this.
Yes.
Like, when you're a leader, the buck stops with you. And so when we keep going down the road of, it's someone else's problem, like, I don't know, buddy, at the end of the day, I'm looking at a license that says Pennsylvania. So it was printed in Pennsylvania on a Pennsylvania printer.
Mm-hmm.
He either showed the documents he was required to or didn't, and we gave him a license. So you can blame someone else for everything. You can always do that, but that's not real leadership, right? Like, we can accept the fact that maybe there was a mistake here, and let's just figure out how to stop this from happening.
Right, but 12 of them you mentioned, too. And here's the thing. With the Real ID, sorry what your wife went through. At the 11th hour, I got my passport. I didn't have to go through it. And our listeners were trauma. You would not believe the stories when you went through it, so maybe you would. How would he get the Real ID, though? I mean, that's more complicated.
So it does allow for non-citizens are eligible to get an ID in Pennsylvania. You have to go. There's a bunch of documents. There's different categories. So someone on a temporary status, we do allow for that. But there's documentation that has to be approved, and it's listed there, and it has to be reviewed. So, again, one of those questions that we ask in this letter, were those documents related to the application, you know, the applicant's lawful immigration status present, and were they actually verified at the time of residence? You know, this is stuff that we need to understand. Are they coordinating with ICE? You know, it seems like right now the administration just likes to brag about how many times they've sued Trump. That seems to be the big thing.
Right.
Is, look, here we go. We sued him for a 24th time now. Congratulations. But public safety really should be non-negotiable. This isn't a time to go and beat on the federal administration. It's to have accountability to understand what are we doing here. And even from within, maybe we should make a should we create a law that says that if you're a known terrorist on a watch list, maybe we should maybe we should suspend your license until you're off the terrorist watch list.
Yeah,
Is that common sense?
Yeah, exactly. Here's the other thing too. Is there any record I've seen on so I'm unclear with Shapiro? He's such a chameleon too, as Governor Wonderful, as you said, that he favors or somebody in his administration does driver's licenses for illegals. The idea is then they're inside the system. Is there anything like that in PennDOT, any flavor of that going on?
Again, we can't seem to get the information right
Okay.
now. So it's, you know, we really need to get the information. It's just such a struggle. Now, I've had to subpoena the governor, the administration here going back about a year ago because they refused to give other information. Ultimately, the subpoenas ultimately, you know, we're able to prevail and get this information. But is that the type of, you know, that's not a very functional government. When you have to go to these lengths to get such easy questions of, you know, has PennDOT reviewed the files of the license holders? Look, common sense, you're Secretary of Transportation, you get a letter from a senator, from four senators, saying, hey, we just saw that 200 some folks were arrested in Kansas here. We're arrested in Oklahoma.
Right.
And we want to know, did you look at did you review the files of the license holders who were arrested by ICE? And they can't even answer that. Like, common sense is, even if you don't agree with us politically on it, like, just do the work.
One other question here. The Inquirer deigns not to cover this and it's not even just the politics of it. Their sense of news is distorted. Are other publications or other people across the state covering this story, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you said, so much of reporting is national, unfortunately, right. Which means that things that impact, you know, your neighbors mm-hmm. and your community are not often reported on. But the good news is Fox, you know, Fox did cover this, which is good. They're giving some coverage. Also, as more of this happens, again, this pattern I'm talking about of no accountability mm-hmm. and thinking that they can just,
right.
you know, dodge these questions. I'm hearing from more and more constituents that something just doesn't seem right here. And that's something that I think is causing more media outlets to reach into. You know, it's very, you know, everyone wants to say, everyone wants to say that all news is national. But I will say there have been more and more folks digging into this stuff.
Absolutely. Where is the best place to find you as this continues? Do you tweet about it? Where would we find
Jared Coleman?
We're
on Facebook, Senator Jared Coleman. We try to put updates because, again, it's important that folks understand what's actually happening. You get it before the spin, and mm-hmm. you understand what's actually happening. So we're on Facebook at Senator Jared Coleman. You can find me online at senatorcoleman.com. And, you know, we love to hear from folks. Again, government's only as good as if we understand exactly what's important to folks. But public safety, like, this should be non-negotiable. We need to prioritize Pennsylvanians above illegal aliens.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. Keep us in the loop with any updates now, and we'll look forward to the hearing on this.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Senator Jared Coleman. And again, if you're in the Philadelphia area, this is why talk radio exists. You're not hearing this stuff. Look, I love sports, too. You're hearing all that stuff. But the Inquirer, is it just ideology and competency, a blend of it? Yeah, and it's their guy. It's Governor Wonderful. It's a chameleon. It's Josh Shapiro. You heard what he said. It's not just that he got this. They were warned about this type of stuff. Did they review it? How many maniacs do we need out there? And then we'll have vigils and candles and all, like here in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner, with Miss Scott. It's amazing. So they have to press on this. He said in December, I would rather even do it now. I mean, there's got to be a moment when you just say, that's it, subpoena them, drag them in here. You're going to answer these questions point by point. Think about what you went through with the real ID, the nonsense of that. You're told patriot, and you have to do this stuff and all. And this guy waltzes through more than even the CDL nonsense. And are there these CDL mills that are complicit?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.